तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायण नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत्। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलं हयतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतरणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले सुमते जयप्रकाशं। सो टुडे इज द अपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रीमती राधाराणी। सो विल डिस्कस अबाउट श्रीमती राधाराणी, reading one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. As you know, in Srimad Bhagavatam, the Radharani's name is not mentioned anywhere. So many people ask this question, how we are giving so much importance in worshipping Srimad Radharani, but Bhagavat does not even mention the name of Srimad Radharani. So our acharyas, they are explaining the reason why Radharani's name is not there. So one reason is given when Srila Sukadeva Goswami, so he was explaining about some of the, describing Bhagavatam. Then he started describing different pastimes of Lord Krishna. So just before he is going to describe the pastimes of Krishna with all the gopis, so the gopis, they appeared within the heart of Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And they said, please, don't tell, because all elderly people are here. And also there are all karmi, jnani, yogis, they're all assembled there. So all these gopis said, we are very much ashamed, we'll feel very shy if you tell our pastimes with Krishna. So please don't tell these pastimes. You describe all other pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, but our pastimes with Krishna, please don't mention this in this assembly. Then Sukadeva Goswami said, I will not mention, then what for I am here? The main purpose of my description, the conclusion of whole Vedic knowledge, is to reveal the unalloyed loving relationship between gopis and Krishna. If I don't explain this, then my speech will not be completed. So I have to describe this. Then when Sukadeva Goswami insisted that he will describe, then all the gopis said, okay, if you at all want to describe all our pastimes, at least don't mention our name, no, other we feel very shy. So Sukadeva Goswami, he tried not to mention any gopi's name. And Sanatana Goswami is saying that how Srila Sukadeva Goswami was not, why he did not mention Radharani's name, because if he would mention, utter the holy name of Radharani, he would get so much ecstasy, then he would not be able to speak any more Bhagavatam. His throat would get choked. So he tried his level best how not to mention Radharani's name. But at one point he could not control himself. Just indirectly her name just came out from his lotus mouth. When all the gopis, they were having rasa dance with Krishna, and at one point Krishna disappeared. So all the gopis, they are searching for Krishna. So when they are searching, they saw the footprint of Lord Krishna. And at one point they saw next to Krishna's footprint, there is a small footprint also. So they were all wondering, who is this? Who is this most fortunate gopi? That Krishna, though there are Satakoti gopi means 1 koti is 10 million, 1,000 million, what is that, 1 billion? Huh? 1 billion gopis were there. So they are very surprised. We are 1 billion gopis are here. And who is that most fortunate lady that Krishna so attracted to her service that Krishna took away alone her to an exclusive place? So when they're looking at lotus feet, so all the sakhis of Radharani's group, Lalita, Visakha, all the sakhis, they could understand who is this lady, because they know what are the different marks marks on Radharani's lotus feet. So by seeing the different marks, they recognize, oh, she is Radharani. So they are very happy that Krishna has taken Radharani, but they did not mention. And all other gopis, they are wondering that who is this Radharani, who is this lady that Krishna has taken. So when Sukadev Goswami, he is going to describe this to Parikshit Maharaj, then that is here he has mentioned this verse in Canto 10, chapter 30 and text 28. The gopis said, here we see the footprints of some gopi who must have been walking along with the son of Nanda Maharaj. He must have put his arm on her shoulder, just as an elephant rests his trunk on the shoulder of an accompanying sea elephant. So they're speculating, but they do not know who is this gopi. So Srila Sukadeva Goswami, in order to describe their speculations, their thoughts of the gopis, so today's verse he has mentioned. Text number 28. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anayaradhita no nam Bhagavan Haririshwara Janna Bihaya Govinda Hritajam Anayadraha Anayaradhita no nam Bhagavan Haririshwara Janna Bihaya Govinda Hritajatanayadraha. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Certainly this particular gopi has perfectly worshipped the all-powerful personality of Godhead, Govinda, since he was so pleased with her that he abandoned the rest of us and brought her to a secluded place. In purport, Srila Vishwanatha Gurdwipad, he has given the purport and this book, they just have copied. The purport describes the different marks on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, which are very important for us to remember so that we can meditate on the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravartipad explains that the word Aradhita refers to Srimati Radharani. He comments, the said Sukadeva Goswami has tried with all endeavor to keep her name hidden, but now it automatically shines forth from the moon of his mouth that he has spoken her name is indeed her mercy. And thus the word Aradhita is like the rumbling of a kettle drum sounded to announce her great good fortune. Although the gopis spoke as if jealous of Srimati Radharani, they were actually ecstatic to see that she had captured Sri Krishna. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti quotes the following detailed description of Srimati Radharani's footprints as given by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Ujjala Nilamani. At the base of the large toe of her feet, of her left foot, is the mark of a barley corn. Below that mark is a disc. Below the disc is an umbrella. And below the umbrella is a bracelet. A vertical line extends from the middle of her foot to the juncture of her large and second toes. At the base of the middle toe is a lotus. Below that is a flag with a banner. And below the flag is a creeper together with a flower. at the base of our small toe is an elephant god, and upon her heel is a half moon. Thus, there are 11 marks on her left foot. At the base of the large toe of her right foot is a conch shell, and below that is a spear. At the base of the small toe of her right foot is a sacrificial altar. Below that, an earring, and below the earring is a spear. Along the base of the second, third, fourth, and small toe is the mark of a mountain, below which is a chariot, and on the hill is a fish. Thus altogether there are 19 distinguishing marks on the sole of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So thus we see how special is Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is not some ordinary lady or girl. Srimati Radharani is not some special lady or girl also. She is not some Devi. She is very extraordinary and very special. And her manifestation in this material world is really, really very, very special. Her appearance in this material world. And she has been given Radha. From this verse we see in whole Bhagavatam, this verse is very important. Within this verse, Radharani's name has been uttered, that Anaya Aradhita Nunam. The gopis are discussing among themselves, Anaya Aradhita Nunam. Nunam means certainly, definitely. Anaya Aradhita, by the specific gopi, by her, Bhagavan Harir Ishwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who controls everything, he has been controlled. Her love is so intense. Her love is so intense that he has been so much controlled by her that jat na bihaya. So that na bihaya. That we are 1 billion gopis, we are here. But na bihaya, rejecting all of us. Pritajam anayat raha. The Govinda, Lord Krishna, he has taken that specific gopi to a secluded place to receive service from her exclusively. So that's why her name is Radha. Anaya Aradhita. Aradhana means worshipping. The Radha verse comes from Aradhana, who worships Krishna very intensely. That's why her name is Radha. And also her name is Radha because she appeared in Anuradha Nakshatra. So that's why she is known as Radha. Also, as previous years I have explained, there is a specific description of appearance of Radharani in spiritual world. Usually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead never appears in spiritual world. Narasingha, Bhamana, Krishna, Narayana, they never appear in spiritual world. The Lord is known as Aja. That's why the Mayavadis, they say Krishna, Rama, they are not Parambrahma because they have taken birth. Parambrahma means who never takes birth. So Prabhupada is saying, yes, the Supreme Personality of God is Rama, is also Parambrahma, but Aja word is used, he never takes birth. That takes place in spiritual world. In spiritual world, they never takes birth. Krishna never took birth in spiritual world. So that is the reason in spiritual world, the all other festivals, Ras Lila, Jhulalnatra, everything is there. But they don't have any Janmashtami. They don't celebrate Janmashtami. We are very fortunate. We celebrate Janmashtami here. In some Puran has explained how Krishna will plan to come here. All Golok Vrindavan Vas will stand in line. Whose term will be this time? So they will come to this Bhauma Lila so they can see. They can observe the appearance pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Narada Muni came to Bhauma Vrindavan, he was very happy because he has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he has not seen the Supreme Personality of God in the baby form. It's very unique, Lord's appearance here. So he appears here, but he never appears in the spiritual world. But Radharani appeared. she appeared. That description is there. So it's very difficult to comprehend, to understand. Spiritual world is eternally existing. Everything is eternally existing. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying that by the will of Sankarsan Balaram, also creation of spiritual worlds takes place. So in that way, sometime it has been described in scriptures that one day Lord Krishna was sitting in Rasamandala on the top of Satasringha mountain, which has appeared here as Govardhan mountain. That is the Satasringha. It's in very lonely place, nothing was there. So alone he was sitting and meditating. Not meditating, he was just sitting there. And all of a sudden he wants to enjoy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, he wants to enjoy. So our Acharya is supporting this from the Shruti, quoting that Parambrahma sa kamayate, that he has desires. Parambrahma is not desireless, he has desires. So he has desires. So he wants to enjoy. But when he wants to enjoy, then Shruti says, ekaki sa na ramyate, one cannot enjoy alone. So that's why he wants to enjoy, then what happens? As soon as he develops a desire to enjoy, then immediately her Aladdin Shakti, the pleasure giving potency, as all of you know, the Krishna Swarup Shakti has three components: Aladdin Shakti, Sandhin Shakti, Samit Shakti. The Aladdin Shakti is that Shakti potency which gives pleasure to Krishna. Sandhin Shakti is that potency, the ever existential potency which eternally carrying Krishna, and Samit Shakti means is all cognizant potency. So this Sandhini, this Aladdin Shakti has two aspects. One is Murta, another is Amurta. The Krishna's pleasure giving potency is eternally there within his body, that's why it is known as Swarup Shakti, internal potency. But it is there in unmanifested Amurta form. But when that internal potency comes outside and takes a form called Murta Vigraha, or the transformation of internal potency, so that is Srimati Radharani. As Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, so from Prema stage, when we get elevated to Prema stage, Rupa Goswami explaining Adho Shraddha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhava, then Prema. So then he's explaining the different stages of Prema. The Sneha, Mana, Pranaya, Raga, Anuraga, and Bhava, and Mahabhava. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains Srimati Radharani. Who is Srimati Radharani? Mahabhava Swarupani Radha Thakurani. See the manifestation, Madanakya Mahabhava. So in this way, Radharani, she appears from Lord Krishna's transcendental body. And Purana explains, when Krishna wants to enjoy, that beautiful, very beautiful Devi appears. 15 years old girl appears. And when Krishna sees that girl, then his desire to enjoy increases unlimitedly. And when that girl sees the beautiful face of Krishna, she also wants to enjoy. And how she will enjoy? First she ran to pluck some flowers to offer unto the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So Brahma Vibhurti Purana explains, so because this Devi, she appeared in Rasa Mandala, and as soon as she appeared, she ran to pluck some flower. Running in Sanskrit is dhavamana. So she was dhavita. She was running, she was dhavita. So that's why her name is known as Radha. One who appeared in Rasamandala, as soon as she appeared, she was running to pluck the flowers to offer unto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So that's why her name is known as Radha. So I briefly told you about Radharani's tattva, because the last few days you have been hearing, and I don't know what different speakers they have spoken, what tattva or what pastimes. The after me is Lajapati Goswami Maharaj will come here. So instead of describing more things about Srimati Radharani's mood and tattva, I will take advantage of this special tithi to describe some sweet pastimes of Srimati Radharani with Krishna. As you know, Krishna has unlimited pastimes with his different devotees in different rasa, in Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. So among all the pastimes, Krishna's pastimes with Radharani is very, very special. Though we have to develop a mood to understand Radharani's special pastimes with Krishna, special understanding that how Radharani is not some ordinary girl or Krishna is not some ordinary boy. As the, in India people they think, of course we are very, very careful not to describe about Srimati Radharani to people in general. But one great disadvantage of this is, as a result, for to speak of hearing Radharani's relationship with Krishna, other community people like Muslim, Christians will be very offensive and they'll be bewildered. Even Hindus are also very offensive. Hindus have very misconceptions about Radharani. They all think that Radharani's relationship with Krishna, because the Abhimanyu Ayanaghos, in the family relationship, he was a brother of Mother Yashoda. So they all think that Radharani is the auntie of Krishna. And he had this relationship with Radharani, going to the forest, this, that. Actually, Radharani's appearance in this earthly planet has been described in different way. I have described in previous years how different scriptures describe very interesting appearance pastimes of Radharani. It is very difficult to understand that when she appeared, exactly how she appeared, how old she was when Krishna appeared. Some place says 15 days before, some place says 1 year before, some place describes in such a way she is like a grown-up girl when Krishna is a baby boy. Very difficult. She is really bewildering. Prabhupada, in some of his purport, is written the relationship of Krishna and Radharani is really bewildering to everybody. And that is the criteria of the Parambrahma, Mujjanti Jata Suraya. That will bewilder everybody. Unless it will bewilder everybody, then his supremacy would not be established. So that is what happens. How big, how older she was to Krishna. She's older to Krishna, she's younger to Krishna, same age to Krishna. It's very difficult to search and find out these things. Sometimes she just appears as a young girl, sometimes she appears the baby girls, and some place she married to Krishna, did not married to Krishna. It's another big subject matter that Yogamaya is trying to arrange here, that Krishna will release a special relationship with Radharani, who is his eternal consort. But here in material world she will marry to Ayanghos. Ayanghos is another expansion of Krishna. He is expansion of Krishna. And some Purana says that somebody is doing tapasya. Somebody is doing tapasya. Then when Lord appeared in front of him, he said, what boon you want? And he said, I want the Golakshwari Radhani to be my wife. Then Lord said, that cannot happen. You can't get her as wife. So that is what I want. Then Lord said, okay, you will get her wife, get her as wife, but you will be like Nampusak. No, neither will be male or female. Then this is okay, at least I will see her always in my house. That much chance I will get. So that some Puran explains that. Then somewhere it has been explained, Hanuman also. Hanuman, Ramchandra wanted to give some boon. But Hanuman was seeing that how Sita so attentively serving Ramchandra. So he had a desire to have a wife like Srimati Sita Devi also. So like this, what happens, different devotees' desires are fulfilled. But sometimes Ayanghos was expansion of Krishna. Yogamaya, she is arranging these things. How this highest rasa, parakya rasa can be released by Krishna, where Radharani will marry to somebody. And Krishna telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna says, Kaviraj Goswami explaining, Krishna saying, Amiyo Najani, I do not know. Krishna does not know. Yogamaya makes him to forget. that all cognizant supreme personality of Godhead, Yogamaya makes it, her Lila Sakti makes him to forget that Radharani is his eternal consort. Radharani also forgets that Krishna is her eternal servant. So that all this, she marries to somebody, and so that she has to overcome all these obstacles. The fear of community, jati dharma, desa dharma, kula dharma, and overcome all this fear to reach Krishna, where the loving relationship becomes more intense. So that was the purpose. So the Parakyaras, the Acharyas, they accept the Parakyaras. They don't like to listen Krishna has ever married to Radharani. They don't like. Though scriptures describes at least half dozen times Radharani has married to Krishna, but not known to anybody. Somewhere it has been explained when Radharani was marrying to Abhimanyu, and Krishna was a baby boy, Yashoda Mata had also gone to attend the marriage ceremony. Then Krishna started to cry very vigorously, crying. So then how to subdue her, his crying? Then after her marriage ceremony, Radharani Abhimanyu sitting on the altar, on the bedi, and also during marriage ceremony they play the music. So some lady said, oh, take this baby, there's so much music there, maybe take this baby there, so baby will subdue, stop his crying. Then they took Krishna, then affectionately Abhimanyu picked up Krishna, kept on his lap. When the marriage ceremony going with Radharani, so then when Pujari, the priest, was taking at one point to take Abhimanyu's hand and Radharani's hand put together, so Krishna first pulled Abhimanyu's hand and put his hand there. So in this way, he was the first person to marry Radharani. Then also Shastra explains how Krishna married all the gopis, including Radharani. You must have heard when Brahma had stolen all the calves and cowherd boys, and Krishna expanded himself to all the cowherd boys and calves, and 1 year has gone, and Krishna in the form of cowherd boys going to all the gopis' house, exactly behaving their own sons, nobody could understand. Krishna's maya is so powerful, hard to speak of, so nobody can understand. Even Balaram could not understand. That's why it has been stated, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsa Bhritya. Only Krishna is so powerful, can bewilder Balaram also. Balaram could not recognize for 1 year. So one day, when grazing the cows, Balaram saw the cows are there on top of the hill with their younger calves. Now all of a sudden they saw the grown-up calves at the bottom of the hill, and they left all the young calves and they're running to the old elderly calves. So Balaram thought, what is this happening? Why the calves supposed to be more affectionate to the youngest calf, but they're grown-up calves, why they're running here? And also Balaram observed that for some time, usually everybody, all the Brajavasis, the ladies of Braja, they love very much Krishna. Even if they have their own child, one son, they don't derive so much pleasure, as much as pleasure they derive by getting Krishna. Then Balaram observed, nowadays nobody loves Krishna anymore. They love their own child. They love their own child because every house Krishna is there. So no need of loving to Jasodas Nandan Krishna. Krishna is everywhere. So they love their Krishna son and they are very happy. So what happens in the meantime? Yogamaya, Purnamasi, she tricked all the Brajavasis. The Purnamasi came and told all the Brajavasis, that very strong faith on Purnamasi. Whatever Purnamasi says, that's it, they follow. They're simple village ladies. So they have full faith on Purnamasi. And Purnamasi said, now this very good muhurta has come. This 1 year, very good muhurta. So what you should do, you should give marriage to your daughters. So all the small, big, whatever daughters you have, you should give marriage to the other boys during this time. In that time, there's balya, vivaha. Childhood time also marriage has allowed. So you give marriage, otherwise I know the council will steal all your girls afterwards. So all the Brajavasis become very worried. And during that year, all the girls they had, they arranged marriage to all the boys of Vrindavan. So they say, all the boys of Vrindavan married to whom? To Krishna. So Krishna married there also. So not only that, then also you know how there's a pastime, I don't know, they have described it, you are not Krishna and baby Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj took him for grazing the cows to Bhandarivana. Big storm came. Nanda Maharaj became very worried. I'm just telling briefly. I'm very worried. How to put it? Then he saw from the far distance the Radharani is approaching. He grown up, Radharani, young girl. Then Nanda Maharaj said, oh Radharani, here is your Krishna, please take him. But make sure you return him to me, because we have only one son, we have nobody else with us. After, because now I have to take care of my cows and calves, and the baby is so scared, and Krishna holding his throat, grabbing his throat like this. Then Radhani took her by her lap. So sometimes Radhani has to have the parental loving relationship also. So as we say, Krishna's coverage goes to explaining, Santa, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhur. Santa Rasa, devotees have only Santa Bhav. And Dasya Rasa Bhav devotees have Santa and Dasya. Sakha Rasa Bhav devotees, Santa, Dasya and Sakha. Vatsalya Rasa Bhav devotees have Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya. And Madhur Rasa Bhav devotees, they have Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya and Madhur. So now one day Radharani got the opportunity to carry the baby, baby Krishna also, you know, in her lap. So she took him far distance on the bank of Jamuna, very dense forest. There's a nice kunja. And Radharani carrying baby Krishna, feeling very happy. Then as soon as she reached at the door of gate of the kunja, immediately the baby boy disappeared. And she felt very sad. Wow, now Krishna has disappeared. Then immediately she looked inside, there's a nice bed, Pushpa Sajya, flower bed, and he saw Krishna is lying there, putting his hand on his head, he's lying there, Kishore form, Krishna is lying there. Then there's very big, nice description in Radharani book I have described, like how Brahma came, Brahma was doing tapasya for 60,000 years to see Radha Krishna together. Then Brahma came, then Brahma arranged their marriage ceremony. What more marriage you want? He's not some ordinary Brahman. Brahma himself came. And yet yagya there, fire sacrifice. Then he made Radha Krishna to move 7 times around fire sacrifice. And put the knot on the cloth also. That was when marriage took place. And another pastime here also. When Radha Krishna, with all the sakhis they're playing, one Lalita or Visakha, and put the knots between the cloth of Radharani and Krishna. Then Krishna said, hey, who did this? Then the whole description how, Lalita explaining that your both heart is tied by knots eternally, but it stays inside, nobody can see. All I did, I put this knot so that people can see outside that you are bound together by the knots eternally. So marriage ceremony takes place there. So then there is another description, Lalita Madhav also, how all these 16,108 gopis, they all appeared as 16,108 Mahishis, queens of Dwaraka. How Chandravali appeared as Queen Rukmini, then Radharani appeared as Satyabhama, and the Lalita Visakha also appeared there, then Bhadra, Shama, all these they appeared there, and Krishna's whole marriage ceremony with them also, there is another marriage took place. Then finally real marriage took place. And everybody could see. When 100 years finished, then Krishna came. Krishna came to somewhere near Vrindavan after killing the demon, the final demon. Then Krishna came to Vrindavan. Then Krishna came to Vrindavan with chariot. Then he had got lot of gifts and he gave to all the Brajavasis, all the gifts. Nanda, Jasoda, they were very happy. They are very happy, Krishna has come back. But then after some time they start to cry, lamenting, very unhappy. Then Krishna asked, why are you unhappy? Very long story, I'm just telling briefly. That then they said, because Krishna said, I have come to your house, I am back now with you. So why are you feeling now? You feel very much separation. I am back with you, why are you feeling separation? Then Nanda Maharaj just said, you are back, but you will go away very soon. Then he said, no, I will stay with you. I will never go back to Dwaraka. You believe me, I will stay here. Then Nanda said, no, you will not stay here. Why you don't believe me? So all your wives are there. Wherever wife, you will go there. And because you have married them. Then Krishna said, no problem, I will marry again here also. So whom will marry? I will marry all the Brajagopikas. Then Nanda Maharaj called that Krishna will marry all the. Everybody thought very strange. They're all married. How can he marry again them? No? So what he did hiding in the middle of the night, that is different. All the married ladies, they're going having rasa dance, nobody saw, Yogamaya arranged. That is okay. But now, in front of everybody, he's going to marry all the Brajagopikas. Then Krishna said, yes, because they did. Katyayani Pasha, they have been waiting for me to marry me. I'll marry everybody, no problem. Then all the Brajavasis, they have thrown so much faith on Krishna. Said, okay. Krishna said, okay, on the. No, Purnamasi said. Then Purnamasi was called. Purnamasi said, yes, there's no problem. Krishna can marry all the gopis of Vrindavan, no problem. Then Purnamasi said, on that particular day, you bring all the gopis of Vrindavan to a big field, end of the village. So all the gopis, they gathered there. The Purnamasi is saying, people may believe, they may not believe. Then real Yogamaya Devi, she arrived from the sky, reached there. Then she asked, she will arrange the marriage ceremony will take place with all the gopis of with Krishna. Then they asked, all gopis are here? All gopis, everybody, nobody staying behind in your house? Everybody here, sure? They said, yes, yes, we all are here. Nobody staying behind in the house. Then Purnamasi said, no, please go and check if anybody has been left behind. Each and every gopi must be here to marry with Krishna. Then some gopis, some people, they went to check if any gopi is left behind. And when they went, some house, still one gopi is there. Then the next house, another gopi is there. Each house they went, every house the gopis are there. They said, yes, they're all houses, one gopi is there. Then Purnamasi said, okay, bring all of them here. So when they all come, the two gopis, double gopis standing. Hundreds, thousand double gopis are standing. So in this way, it was exhibited. So all these houses, double gopis are staying there. Double gopis are staying there. For the pastimes of Krishna, the gopis, they came from Golok Vrindavan. So they are going. And the nakal gopi, duplicate gopi, they are staying with their husbands. That is the reason Acharya is saying, Krishna was doing so naughty business with the gopis. But cowherd boys are never disturbed with Krishna. Because they never felt, they always said, my wife is with me. Then they did not believe what is happening. They did not know, my wife is with me, I am happy. So in this way, the duplicate gopis are staying and real gopis are going there. So this thing happened. So now, Yogamaya revealed everything. So that double gopis, then Krishna married to the real gopis, they are going every day to do these pastimes with him. So many gopis, where they will stay now? So immediately so many prasad palaces were built, and then Krishna married to all these gopis, and duplicate gopis, they went back to their own house. So another manifested marriage ceremony also took place there in Vrindavan. And actually I diverted to marriage things. So that is how the Parakya and Sakya devotees, they meditate according to their mood. They meditate different pastimes of Krishna. So anyway, I will go on describing different pastimes until His Holiness Jayapata Goswami Maharaj arrives here. So as you might have read in this book of Srimati Radharani, that how Radharani has unlimited pastimes. Just like Krishna has pastimes of Aishwarya and Audharya and Madhurya, Radharani has also very wonderful pastimes of Aishwarya, opulence. The Radharani's mood is, we know, she is for Madhurya Bhava, so she has pastimes of Aishwarya also. She has pastimes of Audharya, very magnanimous. As you might have heard, that Radharani is most magnanimous. That when Ramchandra, when Ramchandra appeared and he was in Dandakaranya, so once he saw there heaps, mountains of bones and skeletons, and Ramchandra asked nearby people, "Who? What are all these bones and skeletons? Whose bones and skeletons are these?" The people says, "These are all the bones and skeletons, all the rishis and munis, all the rakshasas and asuras they killed, and these are the bones." Then Ramchandra became very angry. His eyes become red, his lips turned to tremble, and he picked up his bow and arrows. How they can dare to kill like this? And I will kill all the demons and rakshasas from the earthly planet. I will not keep one of them to do things like this. He became very angry, picked up his bow and arrows. The mother Sita Devi immediately stopped. "Hey, what are you doing?" Because Sita Devi felt the demons are rakshasas, they are all my children. You can be so cruel to kill them like this. Please, don't kill them with your bow and arrows. Ramchandra said, "No, this life I have come to kill them. If you want, next time I will not use any weapons to kill any demons." So next time Ramchandra came as Krishna. So that's why as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan, you will see he did not pick up any weapons. He killed demons, but by Putana killed by sucking the breast, or by Sakatasura by kicking, right? In different way, killed many demons, but he did not use any weapons. But he still was killing. Then Radhani said, "What are you doing? You promised that you will not kill any demons." He would say, "Yes, I will not kill. I am not using any weapon to kill." But Radhani said, "But still you are killing." No, this cannot happen. But Krishna is coming. Paritrana sadhanam vinashaya duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami jaga jaga. But Krishna had one incarnation, that he will not kill anybody. So everybody will see the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Rama, Rama came as Krishna, Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is audarya, he is magnanimous, a very merciful incarnation of Krishna. But actually, he is not the merciful. Why Chaitanya is so merciful? Because not God is merciful, because Radharani is within him. That's why he is so merciful. So Radharani thought, "I am coming along with you, still you are killing. Now this time I will go within yourself. I will reset within you to control you, that you don't kill anybody." So that is the reason he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One pastime has been described as audarya, how magnanimous. Many of you must have heard, because we have been discussing this pastimes, how when Radharani was in Radhakunda, to all her sakhis, the boys of Radhakunda village are very naughty boys. So boys are chasing one sea jackal, and sea jackal is very scared. So chasing, and sea jackal entered into hole, and the boys are so naughty, they gathered some straw and woods, and they put at the face, at the entrance of the hole, and they set fire. And the sea jackal is burning. And all the gopis, the Lalita Vishaka, they ran to Radharani, say, "Oh, Radharani, just see how these naughty boys are giving hard time to the sea jackal." Then Radharani felt very sad. "Wow, when I am here on the bank of my kunda, the living entities, they have to suffer like this. Please bring that jackal." Then that jackal was brought. Then Radharani very affectionately, she was putting her hand. What do you say in English? Care say some word is there. I did not know this word, but my editor used that word. Care say means put like this. She was doing like this, and then immediately that jackal transformed real gopi. And Radharani said, "You stay with me and do service to me." Can you understand the magnanimity of Srimati Radharani? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, said, "At least you chant holy name, then you get chance like this." From a jackal, no Mangala Arati, no chanting 16 rounds, no Ekadasi, nothing. All are suffering from jackal is a gopi. So that shows that real surpasses the magnanimity of anybody else. Radharani is so merciful. So many madhurya. Of course, many madhurya leelas are there. So one pastime I'll tell Radharani, I think this is after marriage. In this book I have arranged articles like this, how Radharani appeared in Golok Vrindavan, how she appeared in earthly planet, different kalpa, then her childhood pastimes, her pastimes before marriage, her pastimes after marriage, her pastimes after Krishna leave the planets, is like in different sections. So these are pastimes. Radharani, I think she had already married, but for some time she had come to Barsana. And Krishna, he had no chance to see Radharani for a long period. So Krishna was feeling very much separation from Radharani. And Krishna one day from Nandagaon, Krishna came to Barsana. And riding on top of a tree, Krishna played on his flute. Krishna by his mouth is making sound like a peacock sound. So when Radharani heard that peacock sound, she could recognize this is not peacock, this is Krishna. So she understood. Then she thought that he is imitating peacock sound. What if my mother will understand, go out and check and see Krishna is there sitting somewhere. So better I go and meet Krishna. Then Radharani left house. Then following the sound vibration, then she reached Krishna. Then Krishna took Radharani. They entered into a cave. It is a dark cave. Then Radharani was sitting there and Krishna was lying on the ground, keeping his head on Radharani's lap. And Radharani was also putting her hand and doing care say. She was also doing care say or care sing. So in this way, and also talking all loving talks they're having. For hours they're doing like this. So Radharani forgot that she has to go back to her house. And here Kirtida could not find Radharani for a long period. So what happened to Radharani? She was searching each room in her palace. She could not find Radharani. And she was very worried for the safety of Radharani. Then she came out to search for Radharani. Then she saw the footprints of Radharani. Then following the footprints of Radharani, she going. Then she came to this cave. I know the word, but I don't know how to pronounce it. Kerosene, okay. I know this word, but proper pronunciation, I don't know. So then she was following the footsteps and approaching the cave. And Radharani could not see that her mother is coming. Radharani is so happy to see the beautiful face of Krishna. She cannot take her eyes away from Krishna. She is just enjoying seeing beautiful face of Krishna and talking to him. But Krishna is sleeping in such a way, lying in such a way. She is lying on the lap of Radharani, but he could see outside through the cave. And he saw that Kirtida is coming. And then Krishna is thinking, what to do? I have to run away from here. The cave has only one entrance. There is no other way to run away from there. And Krishna knows there is no place to hide inside the cave. So Krishna, Radharani is not worried because she cannot see her Kirtida. But Krishna becomes very worried, where to go, where to hide. So she could not find anything else. So he transferred himself to peacock. So Radharani looking, Krishna, Lord, she becomes a peacock. So Radharani could not understand what is going on here. So she is still caressing Krishna. And all of a sudden Kirtida entered. When Kirtida entered, it was a little dark. Kirtida couldn't see immediately everything. So after some time, Kirtida saw that Radharani is sitting there and caressing one peacock. Then Kirtida said, hey, what are you doing for so long? I have been looking for you. Then Radharani said, oh, by sitting in the house, I was feeling too boring, alone sitting there. That's why I came and I was just talking to this peacock. Just used to spend some, have some fun talking to this peacock. Then Kirtida said, no, now it's too late. You have to take lunch prasad. No. Radharani said, you go, I'll go to house after some time. And Krishna said, no, it's too late now. You have to take lunch. You please come back with me. So Radharani very reluctantly, she picked up the peacock very carefully and placed there on the ground. Then Radharani went to the Kirtida. Then after they left, then Krishna accepted his Shamasundar form. And he removed all the dust from his body. Then he went back to Mother Jasoda. Jai Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra Ki. Then this is another pastimes. If you go, this place is there in Kamyaban. Once Radha Krishna, along with the gopis and sakhis, they're roaming in forest, they're going from forest to forest. So at one point they reached in Kamyaban. in Kamyapan, very beautiful atmosphere, and all the birds and peacocks, the monkeys, there are a lot of monkeys. The monkeys jumping from branch to branch, and they're just having like that. So Krishna sitting with Radharani and all the gopis, then Lalita said to all the gopis, all the monkeys, so few monkeys are coming and offering obeisances to Krishna. Then Lalita Sakhi said, oh, just see, do you know, long, long before, there's a very powerful king, personality. His name is Ramachandra. His name was Ramachandra. And he was so powerful. He was the son of King Dasarath. And he was so powerful. And he picked up his Dhanushban. Everybody gets afraid of his Dhanushban. And he has very pure personality. He has very good character. He had only one wife. Oh, that his wife, one wife. He doesn't look at anybody else. They're glorifying Ramachandra. And his, how powerful he is, and how his, only his wife doesn't look at anybody else. Then Krishna is smiling. And Krishna telling, hey, whom are you talking about? You know who is that? I am that same person. Then this girl said, laugh, hey, you are that same person. He has only one wife. Except his wife, he did not play with anyone. You are playing with all of us? How he can be equal to him? Say, no, 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 you don't know. He has only different name, I have different name. His father name was Dasarath, my father name is Nanda Maharaj. And when he picked up his bow and arrows, everybody gets attracted or gets scared. But when I play my flute also, everybody gets attracted. And he knows only Sita, I know only Radharani. So there is no difference between him and me. Oh, they're talking, glorifying that how powerful he is, that he made a bridge all the way to Lanka. That's all the story. He went to forest, his wife was stolen. Even bird came, bird gave them the message that his wife is stolen by Ravana. But there is no way how to go to the other side of the sea, ocean. He was so powerful, he built this sea, one bridge. Then all the gopis said, oh, if you are Ramachandra, then you, Ramachandra built a bridge on top of the ocean, floating bridge. Can you build a bridge on top of this lake? There's a lake in front of them. And Krishna says, yes, I can build also, no problem. You go and bring all the stones. You bring the stones, I'll build a bridge. Then Gopi said, why will you bring the stones? Ramachandra ordered all the monkeys. You ordered all the monkeys, they will bring stones for you. Then Krishna said, all the monkeys, hey monkeys, you bring all the stones. All the monkeys, they brought feather head, all the stones. Then Krishna threw all the stones into the lake. Then gopis are surprised, all the stones are floating. And very soon, they built a very nice bridge to other side. Then other side of the lake, the Krishna went and Radharani, Krishna embraced Radharani. The sea, now you believe? I'm the same Raghupati, Raghava, same Ramachandra. Then Lalita laughed, oh, we don't believe you are Ramachandra. So why not I build the bridge? No, 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 no. We know there are many Kali worshippers are there. Many Kali, they know good tantra. And they are so powerful. By a string, they will put a string on top of the string, they can walk also. So we know you know some mantra tantra. You are a Kali worshipper. You are a tantric. And so all tantrics, they do this mesmerism. It's not the real bridge, this is doing mesmerism. Then Krishna laughed. Krishna said, what can I do? You are poor villainous girls. You don't know I am Bhagavan. I am Bhagavan, I can do anything. No, whatever you want, I can do. I am that powerful. But they're just joking and mocking at him. No, 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 you are just false. You are just doing some mesmerism with us. They did not believe. So this is Raghunath Leela. So now the point is, I don't know when Guru Maharaj will come. So how big story I should start. And also, I don't know previous devotees, what pastimes they have mentioned, what they have not mentioned also. Anybody mentioned Radharani beaten by snake? I know many of you who have read the books, you know the story. But in these 5 days, that story? No pastimes? Okay, good. Okay, just appearance. Okay, I'll tell this story. It's a little long, but very interesting. There's a book, Chamatkar Chandrika. In this Chamatkar Chandrika, Srila Vishwanath Chakravartipad has described real Chamatkar pastimes. Chamatkar means, you know what is the meaning of Chamatkar? Chamatkar means? Huh? Magic? No, no, he's in magic. Chamatkar is wonderful, very surprising. There's something I've never heard, something very sweet pastimes. So one pastime I'll tell, okay, I'll tell one small pastimes then. So there was one time, Radharani, there's a Makar Sankranti, and Makar Sankranti, Radharani had gone to take bath in Jamuna. And as you know, Radharani, in her father-in-law's house, she had two best friends. You know the best friends' names? Any of you know best friends' name, Radhan's best friends? Jatila and Kutila. When we listen the name of Jatila and Kutila, we become very adverse to them. Oh, they are trouble givers. They are giving so much trouble to Radharani. But our acharyas are saying that we should be very, very respectful to Jatila and Kutila. Because they are the main agent of increasing the rasa of enjoyment between Radha and Krishna. If they would not do these obstacles, then Radha Krishna enjoyment would not increase. So they are very, very important figures. No? This is Jatila Kutila. Actually, Jatila, she was very fond of Krishna. Childhood time, she was very fond of Krishna. There's one past time, before I tell this past time, I'll tell you. It's been explained one day, Krishna went to just roaming, loitering in front of Jatila's house. Then Jatila asked Krishna, "What are you doing here? You look very tired, you're sweating." And then Krishna said, "Oh, my dear mom, Jatila, the calf of my Dhavali cow has been lost. And the cow is howling. And a cow is crying. That cow is crying. And so I'm searching for my dhaval, my calf." Then Jatila said, "Wow, oh, now Guru Maharaj will come." Then Jatila said, "Wow, you are very tired. You look, your face has become red. You're sweating. So, okay, you will search for the calf. Why don't you go inside? My daughter-in-law is there. He'll give you some nice water." Then Jatila called Radharani. "Radharani, come. Just see, my son is so tired. Give some cold water." So Radharani, as usually, covering her face, she doesn't want to come out. She's feeling shy. Then Jatila saying, "Why are you feeling shy? You are his auntie. He's like your son." Actually, by that time, it was not revealed to Jatila that Radharani going to Krishna. That she was very affectionate to Krishna that time. The whole scene has not started. So she said, "Why you please give?" Then Radharani came covering her face, but she is enjoying seeing Krishna behind her veil. And Krishna also enjoying by seeing Radharani. Then after some time, Jatila told Krishna, "Today my cowherd boy who used to come every day and milk my cows, he has not come yet. I know you are very expert in milking the cows. Can you milk my cows today?" Then Krishna said, "Yes, I'll milk your cow." Then Jatila said, "Radharani, you please release the calf. The calf has to drink milk first. Then Krishna will do the milking." Then Radharani released the calf. Then Krishna has to milk the cow. Then Krishna told Jatila, "You please come and take the calf, hold the calf so that I can milk the calf." Then Jatila said, I am so old, I can do. "Radharani, you please come and hold the calf." Then Radharani came, Radharani holding the calf, and Krishna is milking. And Jatila sitting other side of the calf. Jatila cannot see, and she is blind lady also, any she can't see. And actually Krishna is milking, but Krishna's mind is not in milking. He's simply looking at Radharani. And all the milk falling on the ground. She's milking all the, not falling on the pot. And she's enjoying Radha and getting very worried. But all the milk is falling on the ground. There's nothing going on the pot. But Krishna milking. And the cow was so happy that Krishna is milking. And cow is giving so abundant milk. Even a few drops of milk going there, it's just swelling. With so much milk, filled with milk. Then after some time, then Krishna said that, "I have to go." Then Jatila said, "Oh, you are so expert, because you are milking my cows. My cow never gives so much milk. You please come every time and do milking my cows." So there are good plans for Krishna and Radharani. Then Krishna told, oh, my daughter-in-law, my dear daughter Radharani, you give some fresh milk. Fresh milk, milking milk with foam on top of it. Then Radharani served milk to Krishna. Krishna drank the milk, then he left. This is what happened before Jatila knows that Radharani is going to Krishna. Then at one time, Krishna, after going to Mathura, one day he was describing to Uddhava. Uddhava was the most intimate friend of Krishna in Mathura. No? Sometimes Krishna would describe Vrindavan pastimes to Uddhava. They're sitting on the chair, both each other, and Krishna describing what happened in Vrindavan. Then Krishna telling one day, this pastimes took place, Jatila is very affectionate. And after Jatila come to know what is happening between Radha and Krishna, after that. So Krishna is telling that one day I went to Jatila's house nearby. I was loitering there and Jatila saw me. She became very angry. Hey, what are you doing here? You black snake? Black snake, whatever have you come here? Then Krishna said, I am black snake. I have come to bite you, the old lady here. So, or as written there, when Uddhava heard this, it was so funny. He started laugh and he fell from the chair. So Krishna's pastimes are very interesting. Then Makar Sankranti, so Jatila saw Krishna is not there, Radharani has come to take bath. Then Jatila thought, oh, she has gone, let me see where Krishna is there. She went to Nanda Maharaj's house, where is Krishna? Oh, Krishna has gone to take bath in Jamuna. Mother Yashoda said, today is Makar Sankranti, you go to take bath. Then Jatila thought, oh, then something is there, must be. Radha is not there, Krishna is not here also. Okay, let me see how nice bath they are taking in Jamuna. So she went to Jamuna, neither Radha nor Krishna was there. Then she went for searching from Kunja to Kunja. Where is Radha Krishna, what they are doing? But Radha Krishna, they were within a Kunja. So outside, Tulasi was guarding. Then Tulasi saw that Kutila searching. Kutila is coming. Kutila went inside, told, oh, Kutila, no, Tulasi Sakhi went inside, oh, Kutila is coming this side. Then everybody became very worried, the Kutila is coming. Krishna said, no, you don't be worried. I will go as Abhimanyu, and I will cheat this lady now. Then Vrindadevi decorated Krishna like Abhimanyu. Then he went, Abhimanyu went, and Kutila searching. Then Abhimanyu said, oh, my dear sister, what are you doing here? And Abhimanyu, Krishna in form of Abhimanyu. No, I have come, my mother told me to search for Krishna, for Radharani, what she is doing. So what she is doing, you think? So I know she is with Krishna. Oh, really? She is with Krishna? You please go and see if she is with Krishna. Then you call me, I will show me. I'll see how she's going to spend time with Krishna. I give heavy punishment to them. Krishna told and Krishna sat down. Then Kutila went to search. When Kutila went to search, by that time they all have come out of the Kunja and they're sitting in the flower garden. Radharani, Lalita, Visakha. Then Kutila went. Lalita asking, oh, Kutila, what for you have come? You have come for Makarasnan today here? No, not for Makarasnan. I have come to see all your kirtis. Now, all your good activities have come here to do. So why? What is wrong with your good activities? He said, oh, I know all of you. What you have come here? So what do you know? Because I know from the smell. What smell you get here? I get the smell of Hari. Hari means Krishna. And Hari, another meaning is lion also. So Lalita jokingly says, oh, there is some lion here. What is the smell of the lion? Tell us, we will run away. Then Kutila become more angry. Become more angry, he said, oh, I know. You girls, you don't bring other people to your house, but you go to other people's house. I know you have come for Makarasnan. And what piety you are accumulating, you will deliver all your ancestors, no problem. I want to go inside the Kunja and see what is happening. Then she said, they said, no, you can't go. The Banadevi has covered Kunja. And she kicked the door on the inside and saw the nice necklace of Radharani and Krishna's flower garland. Oh, now I found. Then she took that to Abhimanyu. Now Krishna sitting Abhiman, just see, they are there. He asked, did you see them together? No, no, they are not together. This rascal Krishna has run away from there. But I got this proof. Oh, you got this proof? Okay. Now I will go to Kansa, I will show it to Kansa. So Kansa will send people and arrest. So Kansa will punish. Then told Kutila, then Kutila said, then he said that you go to house and Radharani will come. Somebody asking online, he's asking, should we take Anukalpa Prasad today? Radharani Vrata, but Anukalpa, we don't take Anukalpa. Up to noon time we do fasting. Radharani is very merciful, she does not want to give us hard time. So noon o'clock we can have big feast and eat. Jai Hi Jolinai, Jai Pataka Swami, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai.